There's a new revelation today in an unfolding drugs in sports scandal. Last month, four men were indicted on charges of illegally distributing performance-enhancing drugs to elite athletes. Today, for the first time, some of the athletes allegedly involved have been identified. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us now from member station KJZZ in Phoenix, where he's been covering baseball's spring training. Tom, who are these athletes who were named, and how did the allegations get out?
Melissa, the San Francisco Chronicle reported today that baseball superstars Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants, Jason Giambi, and Gary Sheffield of the New York Yankees, three other major leaguers, and one NFL player received steroids. And it also said that Barry Bonds received human growth hormone, which is illegal without a prescription. The information was given to federal investigators and shared with the San Francisco Chronicle. It says, basically, the illegal performance-enhancing drugs came from Balco, the Northern California lab at the heart of this investigation. And the drugs allegedly were given to players by Bonds' personal weight trainer, Greg Anderson. He's one of the four men indicted in the Balco case. The info that was shared with the Chronicle did not explicitly state that athletes used the drugs they received.
Now, the indictment last month charged the founder of this lab, Balco, along with three other people, but not athletes themselves. Does this indicate to you that maybe the government's focus is shifting to the athletes?
Well, from the government's point of view, at this point, no. These were not further indictments handed down today. We should be very clear in that. They were names of athletes allegedly involved in the scandal. But for all of those who have asked from the beginning, where are the names of big sports stars, these are, from one major newspaper at least, some of those names.
And responses from the players or the teams that they play for?
Responses, kind of. The main players named Bonds, Giambi, and Sheffield, they've all denied steroid use in the past. Today, Sheffield was quoted as saying, "I don't like dealing with controversy. Nobody likes that." Giambi reportedly would not comment on the report, and Bonds' attorney said, quote, "We continue to adamantly deny that Barry was provided, furnished, or supplied any of those substances at any time by Greg Anderson."
Now, if I understand these allegations, this allegedly goes back to the year that Barry Bonds broke the home run record. You're there at spring training with the Giants. Have you heard anything from Barry Bonds himself?
Well, we tried, as we always do, to talk to Barry Bonds about this, but unfortunately, no go again. Melissa, it is truly an uncomfortable situation standing around in a cramped baseball clubhouse with a bunch of other reporters. It's like we're tethered together, and we move as one to Barry's locker when he finally gets to the practice facility in Scottsdale, Arizona. Everyone stands there, completely intimidated, waiting for something. And then finally today, a courageous reporter broke from the pack, walked up to Barry and said, "Barry?" And that's as far as he got. The Giants PR person who was standing next to Barry's locker said, and I quote, "Dude, don't even try." And then he went on to refer all questions to Major League Baseball and to Bonds' lawyer. Then we all watched Barry get dressed for practice. He walked out silently. And I should say later at practice, he was loose and joking and seemed not to have a care in the world.
Well, they were tossing this to Major League Baseball. Has Major League Baseball had anything to say about this?
Again, kind of. Major League Baseball held a news conference today to announce a new bill in Congress, the Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 2004. Now, that was the main event. The Chronicle article was only dealt with in the question and answer period, and when asked about it, baseball executive Bob Dupay said, and I'm quoting again, "There have been no charges against any baseball player. We are very distressed about any situation that calls into play the integrity of our players. It's one of the reasons we want to get to a zero-tolerance program for performance-enhancing drug use. Many say baseball is a long way to go to that because critics say it's the weakest drug testing programs in sports."
Okay, thanks, Tom, and best of luck in that locker room.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Goldman, who's covering spring training in Phoenix.